Lease Johnson, located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, near the Berrytown Shopping Center. Contact Pastor Johnson by writing P.O. Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496, or phone 337-239-3845 or 337-238-4063. And now, here's Johnson Temple.
Then in heaven, lift up my heart.
God, for just doing the things that we don't even see, for the things that we don't even acknowledge you for. God, for the battles that are fought in the heavenlies, you're yet making us conquerors. And for that, God, we want to say thank you. The devil thought he had us, oh God, but you have a way of stepping in. And we thank you for victory on tonight. We shall not die, but we're going to live and declare your goodness. Now, God, bless this service, oh God. Bless the ones that are listening. Let something be said, God, to give encouragement. Strengthen those that are assembled here on this evening, and we'll give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
I be coming to you from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 through 5. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me, that to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one member is one of another. And Lord, have a blessing in reading, hearing, and doing of his word.
Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond all my faults and saw my need. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond every one of my faults and saw my need. I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous is the grace that brought my falling soul. He looked beyond my faults and saw my need. I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary
till view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous is the grace that brought my falling soul. He looked beyond. He looked beyond. He looked beyond every one of my faults, and he saw my knees, my knees, he looked beyond. He looked beyond. He looked beyond every one of my faults, and he saw my knees. He saw my knees.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all that has been done. We thank you for what you're doing right now. And Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do. For the just shall live by faith. Touch us, O God. Touch us with thy power and with thy might. Oh God, bind every demonic spirit that come against us. Help us to praise you, Lord. Help us to lift you up. Help us, oh God, to do all that we can do to follow your program. Amen. Psalms 23 and 4 and Ezekiel 37 verses 1 and 2. The devil must know that God is on the throne. And he must know that God is in charge. And he must know that he can only do no more. He can't do any more than what God will love him. And he must know who he is in charge. And he must know that he's only here for a season. And you must know that the devil can do no more to you than you let him. And you must know that if you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you have the power to put him under your feet. If you have it, stand to your feet. We'll just read together. Psalms 23 and 4, read. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Ezekiel 37, verses 1 and 2. Ezekiel 37, amen. Near the middle of your Bible. Ezekiel 37, verses 1 and 2, read, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them around about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. Endure your valley experience. Endure your valley experience. Everybody must have a valley experience. There's no getting around it. You're saved and you're sanctified. If you're living for the Lord, you will have a viral experience. It's an experience like nothing else. It will get your attention. It will get the attention of people around you. It will make you pray. And it will make you appreciate your mountaintop experience. Everybody want to be on the mountain, but not many people want to be in the valley. But as long as you claim salvation, look for a valley experience. As the song says, if you've never had a problem, how do you know that God can solve it? Makes sense, right? If you got to go down in the valley, to know what it's like in the valley, you haven't been there. But if you've been there, you can tell the story. You can tell somebody about a valley experience. Now, Webster says, amen, that a valley is a place lying between hills or mountains. The land drained or watered by a great river system as the Nile Valley. I would like to think of the valley system that I'm talking about is a little different from what Webster was talking about. Amen. The valley system that I'm talking about, amen, is down in Sorrow's Valley. Amen. It's, amen, in the area where the devil pelts us on every side. And his imps is in the choir, standing, barking insults, and saying, amen, to the devil, get him, sick him, put a whipping on him, amen, crucify her, tear down, make another person out of him, amen. That's what the devil is trying to do to you all the time, amen. Them dogs are just barking at you. They're just reaching at you. Amen, praise the Lord. And if it was not for the Spirit of God, the devil would have you. Or y'all better hear me today. Amen, I'm talking about how to endure a valley experience. Amen. The place that I'm talking about is called Hurtsville. Anybody ever been there? Amen. In Hurtsville, amen, it'll make you cry. In Hurtsville, amen, you'll feel the pain. In Hurtsville, amen, praise the Lord, sometimes your chest gets so heavy. That's the valley experience. Amen, praise the Lord. No matter what you do, amen, look like it's just not good enough. The enemy thinks he got you back boxed in. Amen. Is that the valley experience you was talking about, Bro Weeks? You threw this at me. Bless your heart. Amen. Well, I know about that valley. Let's talk about it a little bit. Amen. Since I have been there and done that, amen, let me share a little bit about what the valley experience is all about. Amen. Number one, amen, I know that you better be prepared for the long haul. Amen. Because when you go down in the valley, you don't know when you're coming up. You don't know how long it's going to last. Amen. And sometimes while you're down there, you don't even know whether the Lord is with you or not. Hello, somebody. Amen. You just stay there and you cry and you stay there and you moan and you stay there. Amen. And somebody say, is there a word? Oh, I'm going to preach anyhow. Is there a word from the Lord? Amen. And you know that, but one thing, amen, that I like about it, Mr. Balin, is, amen, God warns his children. He lets his children know, amen, when he fixes to turn the devil loose on you. Amen. When the devil go on a prowl, amen, praise the Lord, little things start happening.
And if you're in the will of God, amen, it will get your attention. The certain signs will go up, and you say, uh-oh, something's going to happen here. Amen, praise the Lord. And the Lord will whisper to you sometime and say, get ready. Amen. Yeah, yeah, T.G. Jakes coined that, amen, praise the Lord. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Well, I'm telling you to get ready for the devil. Because he's coming at you with all of his forces. Amen. And you're about to have a valley experience. Amen. Because the devil is on the prowl. Is that what the Bible say? He come to steal. He come to kill. He come to destroy. And when the angels or the men of God were sitting around having this meeting, amen, and God looked up, there the devil was. Amen. And he asked him, who invited you to this meeting? Amen. Nobody. He said, well, what are you doing here? He said, well, I'm just going to and fro. I'm seeking whom I may devour. Amen. I want to eat up somebody. I wanted to destroy somebody. Amen. And that's the way of the devil. Amen. I want you to know, amen, that God will equip you to fight. Now, El Hayes, since I love fruit, amen, I make sure that when I'm going to fight, I'm fully armed with fruit. What are you talking about, little Johnson? Well, let me tell you about some of the fruit that I put in my bag. Amen. I check my bag and I see, amen, if there's enough love in my bag. Because, amen, in this bag, I know, according to 1 Corinthians 13 and 1, amen, it said, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, and I have no love in my bag, amen, I have become as a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. I got to have some love in my bag. I'm getting ready to fight y'all. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Then I checked my bag, praise God, amen, and I looked in my bag, and I wanted to know if I had some joy, because I don't want to go nowhere without joy, amen, because I know that joy is going to help me. Joy is going to help me. But you say, wait a minute now, amen, you said you was going down in Sorrow's Valley. Yes, that's where I'm going. Amen. And I know when I get down there, I'm going to have to cry sometime. Can I get a witness? Amen. Tears will flow. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I will be hurt. But I read in Psalms 30 and 5b, it said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. Praise the Lord. And so I have to have some joy in my bag. I checked my bag, and I didn't see no peace. Lord, have mercy. I'm in trouble. I can't go nowhere without peace. Lord, help me, amen, to find some peace in my bag, because when I go down in the valley, I need some peace. And I checked Isaiah 26 and 3, and it said, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. So I need some peace. Amen. And these things that I'm putting in my bag, you better not leave home without it in your bag. You're going to need these things in your bag. Amen. If you're going into this valley that I'm talking about, amen, you need all of the fruits. That's in Galatians 25, 22, and 23. And the rest of them is long-suffering. I told you, you don't know how long you're going to be down in Sorrow's Valley, so you got to be prepared for the long haul. Amen. And you got to learn how to suffer long. You got to learn how to suffer persecution. You got to learn how to suffer, amen, folks talking about you. You got to learn how to suffer, amen, when folks look at you funny. You got to learn how to suffer, amen, when you feel like you're down there by yourself. Hallelujah. And sometime you will be by yourself, because your mother won't be there with you. Your father won't be there with you. Sometimes, amen, your wife may treat you like Job's wife, amen, and say, why don't you curse God and die? And you know you're by yourself, but that's all right. I'm here for the long haul. As long as I got Jesus, Lord, help me here. As as long as I got Jesus, I know it's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Then you got to have some meekness. Amen. You can't be proud. You can't be lifted up. You can't be looking like, amen, praise the Lord, you've been eating green persimmons. You got to have some meekness. Sometimes you have to bow your head and let folks know how meek and how warm you are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Then you got to have some gentleness in your back. So wait a minute. You're going down in the valley to fight, and you're going to be gentle. Yes, you can still be gentle and still fight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Then you got to have some goodness. You got to have faith. Somebody said faith. You got to have faith that passes all understanding. You got to have faith to stand up, hallelujah, to the wiles of the devil and know that the Lord, even though he hasn't come yet, even though you don't feel his presence, you got to know that he's there with you. Yes. Hallelujah. So you can see that enduring a valley experience is having the right equipment. Amen. What you look like trying to dig a ditch, trying to dig a lake with a teaspoon, or build a house with just a hammer and a handful of nails. You got to have the right equipment to do it with. Hallelujah. You're going to have to endure a valley experience. You need to be prayed up. Can I get a witness here? Hallelujah. You need a real prayer life. You need to come to church other than just on Sunday morning. Yes, I said Sunday morning, because some of you that say you're saved, you only show up on Sunday morning. Can't come back on Sunday night. Can't be on Tuesday morning. And Friday night you're out fishing somewhere. But I want you to know, if you're going to endure a valley experience, you're going to have to come to church more than that. You got to get in your word. You got to read the word of God. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 And God gave us an example. He took Ezekiel and said, come here, son of man, let me show you something. This is spiritual. But he took him out, and there was a valley full of bones. And he let him go down and walk among them. And there were bones all over the place. And they were just scattered all over the place. And one thing he noticed, they were very, very dry. Very, very dry. Just like some of you. Very, very dry. Never feel the presence of God. Never can shout. Never can praise God. Very, very dry. Hallelujah. But I want you to know that if you're saved, if you're sanctified, every now and then, God will touch you. Every now and then, you're going to feel the presence of God. Every now and then, you'll feel the anointing of God. Every now and then, you're going to shout. Every now and then, your hands are going to go up. Can I get a witness in here? Every now and then, you'll shout like the words of the song. Every time I feel the Spirit, I'm going to pray. Every now and then, you'll feel the presence of God. Hallelujah. And Ezekiel stood there, and God said, son of man, can these bones live? Hallelujah. And I want to tell you, I don't care how dead you are. I don't care how indifferent you are to the Spirit of God. If you let go and let God, he will. He'll come in. He'll get in your hands. He'll get in your feet. He'll get all over you. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes. Hallelujah. Back to the message. Back to the message. I heard David when he said in the 23rd Psalm, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. My rod and my staff, they comfort me. The Lord prepared table before me in the presence of my enemies. My cup is running over. I'm not worried about what happened. I know I can endure a valley experience because I've been in the valley. I didn't go to stay. But my soul got happy. And I stayed all day. My hand got stuck to the gospel plow. And I wouldn't take nothing. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey right now. I'm so glad for the valley experience. I'm so glad that I know I can take something. Talk about me. Abuse me. Scandalize my name. That's all right. I've been there. And Jesus brought me out. All right. Jesus brought me out. All right. Jesus brought me out. All right. I can shout. I can jump. I can praise him. I can run. Hallelujah. God, Jesus. He brought me out. How many know what I'm talking about? When the devil thought he had you. When you didn't know which way to turn. Did the Lord bring you out? Did the Lord fix it? Did the Lord deliver you? Hey! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! No wonder the song said, don't wait till the battle is over. Go ahead and shout now. Hallelujah! Don't wait till you get out of the valley. While you're in the valley, go ahead and praise God while the devil is whipping you. Just praise God anyhow. Hallelujah. While things are not going well, just praise God anyhow. While the devil is fighting you, praise him anyhow. Praise him. 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 Praise him.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Passage of scripture. scripture. We want you to notice Matthew 13th chapter and the 12th verse. Yes, also sir. Matthew the 25th chapter. And we'll read the 28th and 29th.